Good afternoon. The headlines. Local government urges ECZ to protect electoral officers from political interference during voter registration. TikToker Wyme fails to take fresh plea after his lawyer raises questions on court jurisdiction. And in Global News, Malawi ex-president takes clear lead in vote count. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Murendo. Local Government Service Commission Vice Chairperson Brian Ndumba has urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to protect electoral officers from political interference during the voter registration exercise. The mass registration of voters in all 156 constituencies is scheduled to take place from the 13th of October to the 11th of November 2025. Mr. Ndumba has emphasized the need for legal protection to ensure job security for officers who may face challenges and potential job loss after the general elections. He was speaking during the official opening of the ECZ consultative meetings in Lusaka this morning.
Once we have given you these officers, we are also aware that there's another hand of political interference from politicians. We want to ask Madam Chair that you protect these officers. Because out of this season, whether by commission or by omission, some of these officers will be misunderstood and they will lose employment. Only if you are there to protect them, to ensure the law is standing for them and supporting them, then they will have assurance of service even after elections.
Meanwhile, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalonis has called for collaboration with the local authorities to meet the target of registering 3.5 million eligible voters.
Across all 116 districts, we count on your support through local authorities to maintain the highest standard of service delivery. Your officers will continue to work alongside ours in the coming months. And their professionalism and dedication will directly impact millions of Zambians exercising their democratic rights.
TikToker Francis Kapwepwe, popularly known as Wyme, has failed to take fresh plea before Lusaka magistrate Ida Piri after his lawyer raised a jurisdictional challenge linked to the circumstances of the accused's arrest. Mr. Kapwepwe's lawyer, Jonas Zimba, told court they intended to refile an application, arguing that the court lacks power to hear the matter because the arrest allegedly occurred in Zimbabwe between May and June this year. Counsel Zimba also told Magistrate Piri that a previous magistrate, Peter Mungala, had not ruled on the jurisdiction point and that the defense now seeks a fresh determination on whether Zambian courts can properly preside over charges arising from an arrest said to have taken place outside the country. As a result, the plea taking was postponed pending the court's consideration of the jurisdiction application by the defense lawyers. Yesterday, Magistrate Peter Mungala recused himself from the case on professional grounds as the defense argued before him that the alleged foreign arrest removes the subordinate court's competency to proceed until the jurisdiction question is resolved. Mr. Kapwepwe faces three counts of hate speech, including charges of expressing or showing hatred, ridicule or contempt for persons on the basis of race, tribe, place of origin or color, contrary to Section 71 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87. All charges relating to social media posts that the state alleges targeted specific groups. The matter has been adjourned to next month for ruling on the jurisdiction application, at which point the court will determine whether it can proceed to enter a plea and continue with the trial or not. As Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Situmbeko Musokotwane presents the 2026 national budget this Friday, FIAN Zambia says it expects government to prioritize the continued expansion of social protection programs. ASEAN Zambia Country Coordinator Vladimir Chilinya is urging governments to specifically focus on the direct social cash transfer, which provides financial assistance to vulnerable populations, particularly smallholder farmers and those struggling to feed themselves due to dependence on rainfall and the Cash for Work program. Mr. Chilinya has told Phoenix News that these programs are crucial in addressing the pressing issues of hunger and poverty affecting many Zambians, further noting that despite a good rainfall season, some areas experience inadequate rainfall, thereby exacerbating food insecurity. He hopes government will allocate sufficient funds to support these initiatives, ensuring that the most vulnerable populations receive the necessary assistance to improve their living conditions.
We recognize that the majority of people are still burdened with hunger, still burdened with poverty. Even though Zambia experienced some good rain for the past rain season, we do recognize that in some parts of the country, people have not received a good rainfall. And there are still portions of a population, especially smallholder farmers, who are still struggling to feed themselves because of dependence of the government, that they continue to implement a social cash transfer, major social cash transfer, and also cash reward program.
And Mr. Chilinya says transforming agriculture production is crucial for Zambia's food security, and says to achieve this, government must allocate significant funds in the 2026 budget towards irrigation support programs.
I think that it has become recognized that Zambia needs to transform the agricultural production away from the dependence on rain, and therefore it needs to see the good allocation of income from the budget towards irrigation support programs. That is, need to continue expand irrigation facilities for smallholder farmers in different parts of the country, so then they are able to be resilient, they are able to produce food, they are able to grow food for the population. I think this is the only way that we will be able to mitigate the climate crisis that we are in, by ensuring that we invest in irrigation facilities.
Lukanga Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited has successfully restored the supply of safe and treated water to Zambia Railways compound in Kawe in a recent contamination incident. Immediately after receiving the contamination report, the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation, working closely with the utility company, initiated comprehensive water sampling to assess the extent of the problem, with investigations revealing a 120-meter section of pipeline as the source of contamination. Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation Principal Public Relations Officer Prince Chiuni says this section was promptly isolated and is currently being replaced due to its advanced wear and tear. Mr. Chiuni says in order to protect public health, the affected network has flushed and disinfected, while regular water quality sampling and testing are ongoing to guarantee the integrity of the restored supply. It is disclosed that at present, 16 properties remain temporarily disconnected as they are linked to the compromised pipeline, and the water utility has since deployed a water bowser to serve the affected households.
The ministry urges residents to remain alert and to promptly report any changes in water quality to the utility. We reaffirm our unwavering commitment to ensuring that every Zambian has access to clean, safe and reliable water. The government of the Republic of Zambia, through the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation, remains steadfast in its mission to safeguard public health and uphold the high standards of water service delivery across the country.
In global news, Malawi's former president, Peter Mutharika, has taken a comfortable lead in the country's presidential race, with two-thirds of districts having reported the provisional results. The 85-year-old has received around 66% of the valid votes counted so far, with his closest rival, the incumbent Lazarus Chakwera, 70, trailing on around 24%. Results declared so far indicate that Mutharika has won in areas known to be Chakwera's strongholds, including the capital Lilongwe and Nkotakota. We monitor the BBC for other global stories.
There's been no let-up in Israel's offensive in Gaza City, as more countries formally recognize a Palestinian state at the United Nations. Israeli military vehicles have taken up new positions in the city center, while artillery shelling and attacks by quadcopter drones continue to drive people from their homes. The IDF is also continuing to blow up apartment blocks. Expert pregnant women, they shouldn't take paracetamol. He claimed that the painkiller was linked to autism in children. The Autism Foundation said that any association was based on limited, conflicting, and incorrect.